Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, August 28th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, conflicting reports build tensions in Russia. Then, what do charities do with all that donated money? And a judge orders a federal investigation on the Oklahoma City bombing. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
We are on the verge of the new renaissance. We are on the verge of so much good.
Well, it was our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, who famously said, America does not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She is the well-wisher to freedom and independence for all. She is the champion and vindicator only of her own. Things have changed, haven't they? Now we have a government that is looking for monsters everywhere. Monsters real, monsters imaginary, monsters foreign, monsters domestic. When the only thing they serve is a military complex, everything looks like a war to them, and everyone looks like an enemy. And so today we have the Ukraine is now in the news. It's going back and forth between Syria and the Ukraine. Today we have reports that there are Russian troops that have moved across. But these reports are coming from the Ukrainian government itself. The New York Times reports that Ukraine asserts Russian invasion and reinstitutes the draft. Now, they changed the wording from earlier in the day. They just said that the Russian president had declared that there had been Russian troops that had crossed into Ukraine. Now they're moving it back just slightly to say it's an assertion. Now, the Ukrainian president had said that there were 4,000 Russians, yet NATO is saying it's only about 1,000. They say they've released pictures. Of course, we haven't seen those pictures. And there's a quote from a Russian leader saying that there are some soldiers from Russia who, instead of their vacation, came across to fight. A very different scenario. Now, CNN reports that some commercial satellite imagery shows that there are 15 heavy trucks, 7 armored vehicles, and 9 artillery positions. It doesn't sound all that much different than a SWAT team deployment in the United States with a riot like in Ferguson. But RT is pointing out that they don't believe that this is happening. They're pushing back. It looks very much like what we've seen before. As Kurt Nemo points out, is the Russian invasion of Ukraine a hoax? He points out that back in 2010, the Georgian government said that they had been invaded by the Russian government. That was later exposed as not being true. And The Guardian put it this way. They said, not since Orson Welles persuaded Americans that Martians had landed had a whole nation been so duped. Well, we're being duped by something else. It's not just the Russians abroad that we need to be concerned about. It's what Paul Craig Roberts calls the Leninist in the White House. He says, according to Lenin, the Soviet government rested directly on force, not limited by anything, not restricted by any laws, nor any absolute rules. This is becoming the way that Obama is governing, of course, as Rand Paul is essentially pointing out the same thing. He says, Obama is not a king. In another article on InfoWars.com, he says, not only is it an abuse of power, but I think it almost leads us to a constitutional crisis of sorts, the way that he is ruling by dictates. He points out, with cap and trade, we rejected it. The House rejected cap and trade. So now he's going around democracy. He's doing an end around the Congress, and you can't imagine that the American public would let him do this, or that we would let him do it, frankly. In other words, talking about the Congress. Of course, what he's talking about is the announcement that came out yesterday that Obama is pursuing a climate accord in lieu of a treaty. That's the headlines from the New York Times. He has pointed out that he's essentially going to shut down the coal industry with a treaty with the UN, with an agreement with the UN, rather than having a constitutional treaty that is ratified by Congress. And as Rand Paul points out, I can't believe that the Congress is letting him get away with it or the American people. But that is the state of corruption in America. And look at this other evidence of corruption. We have an ex-CIA official who is proposing that Putin be assassinated. That's the way we solve our foreign policy problems. In a recent op-ed, Herbert E. Meyer, who served as a special assistant to the director of the Central Intelligence under the Reagan administration, said the goal of U.S. sanctions against Russia, quote, should be to get the Russians who've been keeping Putin in power or tolerating him to throw the knockout punch. If he's too stubborn to acknowledge that his career is over, the only way to get rid of Putin is feet first with a bullet hole in the back of his head. That would be okay with us. Yeah, very different from what Paul Craig Roberts, who was also in the Reagan administration, said. But that's the tenor of the government that we see now, a government that no longer respects the rule of law, that no longer respects the legislative powers of Congress, but essentially rules as dictators. It isn't going to be long before they start assassinating people. And, of course, they have targeted leaders of peaceful demonstrations for assassinations, as we have shown. It's not just the foreign heads of state. They will kill anyone and everyone. Now, in other news, on WND Today, they have an article, a judge tells the FBI, go probe yourself on the Oklahoma City bombing. This is a federal judge who has ordered the FBI to investigate allegations that the agency intimidated a witness into not testifying at a recent Freedom of Information trial related to the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this is the second time this judge has instructed the FBI to investigate itself over allegations of witness tampering. What happened in this particular case is a former FBI agent, John Matthews, reportedly met with Timothy McVeigh, and in trying to get this testimony out, the government reportedly told him, and he's suffering from cancer, he's terminally ill with that, he was told to take a vacation and told that he should suffer from a case of, quote, the I don't remembers. Now, the person who is bringing this lawsuit, Mr. Trinitu, said that Matthews is threatened by the FBI with a loss of disability, and remember, he's a terminally ill cancer patient, and other veteran benefits if he took the stand and testified honestly. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is that the FBI came back and said, this is just another conspiracy theory. This has been the way that the FBI and the CIA has essentially put down any questioning of any official stories. They want you to believe that Timothy McVeigh acted alone. But as they point out in this article, Trinitu sued the FBI for alleged violations of the U.S. Freedom of Information Act, claiming that the agency had videotapes that it failed to turn over, showing McVeigh had another man in the Ryder truck that pulled up to the building that was bombed April 19, 1995. This John Doe number two was spotted by more than 20 witnesses as being with McVeigh in the days leading up to the bombing, and at least a half a dozen witnesses claimed to have seen the two together on April 19th before the bomb was detonated. Of course, the government doesn't want us to believe that more than one person ever committed any crime, because then, of course, that would truly be a conspiracy. And they want to save that word to discredit anybody who investigates the stories that they're giving us. Well, stay tuned. Right after the break, we have a special report from Joe Biggs on the NSA's special database search. It's actually their own personal Google engine, the IC Reach. And after that, we have some breaking news on the CDC's whistleblower who exposes the connection between autism and vaccines. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com, bringing you some information that I found to be pretty interesting. You know, the tyranny's gotten so bad that our government alphabet agencies don't even try to hide it anymore. The people have been dumbed down so much that our government can blatantly just go out there and say that they're storing massive amounts of data on us. But before I get to that, by DARPA, we have new revelations out by Edward Snowden that came out in an article of Wired magazine. Now, it's really interesting what he's talking about. He says that the government is using this program called IC Reach, and it is a Google-like website. And the funny thing is about it, is it looks directly like Google. It's the same setup. And the funny part is Google was founded with help from the CIA. So this isn't an accident at all. You know, it goes on to say that NSA builds its own Google spy agency, secretly providing data to dozens of government agencies with search engine that shares 850 billion phone and email records. Now, let me put 850 billion in perspective for you. This article that I have actually has a chart and breaks it down. People on Earth, 7 billion. Second since the birth of Christ, 64 billion. Google searches per month, 100 billion. Hamburgers sold by McDonald's, 300 billion. Stars in the Milky Way, estimated 400 billion. Records available via IC Reach, over 850 billion records. Now, DARPA is not trying to hide this at all. Snowden helped bring this out. But DARPA is just saying, hey, it's out here. Take a look. I don't really care. Most people aren't going to go to our website anyways. People are too dumb, and they plan on it being that way. DARPA seeks to develop tools to help identify misinformation or deception campaigns and counter them with truthful information, what they consider truthful, reducing adversaries' ability to manipulate events. Now, they call this program the Social Media in Strategic Communication System. What this does, it will focus research on linguistic cues, patterns of information flow, and detection of sentiment or opinion and information generated and spread through social media. Now, the researchers will also attempt to track ideas and concepts to analyze patterns and cultural narratives. The researchers will create a closed and controlled environment where large amounts of data are collected. This is right here on DARPA's website. You can go to it. They're not trying to hide it. You don't need an Edward Snowden to reveal this because they know the American people aren't going to go out and read this stuff, and they can just blatantly say whatever they want. They can throw it in our faces and say, hey, I'm stealing your information. Hey, I'm snooping on your Twitter. Hey, I'm watching your Facebook. Hey, everyone else has your information. Anything you post isn't safe. And now they're saying that 46% of Americans are scared to post anything on Twitter or Facebook about the NSA because now they know from the Snowden documents being brought forward that the NSA is watching everything they're doing. Now Americans are saying, whoa, I better watch what I'm doing. I better not post anything about the NSA. I don't want them snooping on me and spying and sending drones over my house. It's ridiculous. Talk about it. Who cares? They need to know what they're doing is wrong. The stuff's got to stop. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can like taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
It has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, in the last 24 hours, there's been an amazing development in the story between the link between autism and vaccines. And, of course, Dr. Brian Hooker has been trying to get information from the CDC for quite some time. He was successful in talking to a whistleblower inside the organization. And based on those conversations, he published some information that at first was private. They did not say who the person on the inside was. As the establishment pushed back on that, they released the person's name, and just within the last 24 hours, that whistleblower inside the CDC has put out a statement. Now, this article that's up on InfoWars.com today from John Rappaport says, CDC whistleblower William Thompson's own statement released from his lawyer's office today, and he said, the bottom line is, the 2004 CDC study on the MMR vaccine and autism was cooked. It was a fraud, he says. Now, this is what he has from the statement. Here's an excerpt from the statement put out by William Thompson of the CDC. He said, my name is William Thompson. I'm a senior scientist with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, where I've worked since 1998. I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the journal Pediatrics. The omitted data suggested that African-American males who received the MMR vaccine before the age of 36 months were at increased risk of autism. I want to be absolutely clear, he goes on to say, that he believes that vaccines have saved lives and continue to save lives. But then he says, my concern has been the decision to omit relevant findings in a particular study for a particular subgroup for a particular vaccine. There have always been recognized risks for vaccination. I believe it's the responsibility of the CDC to properly convey the risks associated with receipt of those vaccines. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, that what we're talking about here is the MMR vaccine. That's measles, mumps, and rubella, which are not generally fatal disease. They have a small risk of, as any disease does. Essentially, they're fevers, they're childhood diseases. They're pretty mild if you get them during childhood. When I was growing up, we were intentionally exposed to those in most families at a young age so that we would build an immunity to it at a young age. Yet now they're giving it vaccines to very, very young children. We've seen an explosion in autism. A lot of researchers like Dr. Brian Hooker, as well as others, have pointed out that they believe there's a correlation between these. And now that we have this in a study that was covered up by the CDC, it is something that a lot of people should be talking about, but no one is talking about. So for more information on this, we want to talk to Sayer Jean. He's a widely recognized researcher, journalist, and author. He's founder of GreenMedInfo.com, the world's most widely referenced evidence-based natural health resource of its kind. He is a steering committee member of the Global GMO-Free Coalition, an advisory board member of the National Health Federation. Joining us now is Sayer Jean. Thank you for joining us, Mr. G. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple of different topics. Of course, you've got on your blog right now some information that we referred to earlier about the ice bucket campaign that they're running with ALS. And I want to talk to you about some things that people can do to decrease their risk of getting the disease. But I also want to talk to you about the recent vaccine autism information that's coming out about this whistleblower. We now have CNN publishing stories denying that there is an autism link. And as you've got on your blog, the CDC autism vaccine cover-up is extending into the media and into medical journals. So I want to talk about that. But briefly, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about this ALS ice bucket situation. As we pointed out in the article that Anthony Gucciardi had, only about 27% of the money that's being donated actually goes to research. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that people can do that we already know can help them reduce the risk of the disease.
Well, it's amazing because if you look at the $100 million already raised in just a short period of time, the ALS Association proudly declares that a good 27% will go to research and even 14% will go to fundraising, which is kind of ironic because the money that's being raised is, you know, being expended in doing so. The problem is folks don't realize that the ALS Association has as corporate sponsors some of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, some of whom benefit from some of the known causes of ALS, which are statin drugs. In fact, three of their sponsors manufacture statin drugs. In the medical literature, you see clearly a signal that there are a number of clear causes for ALS that are not being addressed by these cause marketing campaigns, and certainly not the ALS Association. Some of those are as simple as pesticides, tobacco, statin drugs. And then there is a broad range of research that's been funded by taxpayers like you and I that show over 60 different natural interventions, some of them as simple as vitamin B12 therapy. One study, in fact, showed increased survival time for those receiving up to 25 milligrams of a methylcobalamin type of B12. That is not present on the ALS Association's website. It's not present in this viral meme. And it's disturbing because there are people that are suffering, and what they're doing is they're kind of, it's a form of brainwashing. That's why I like to call it ice washing, like pink washing. You just kind of wash away the concept that there is a cause to this, quote, idiopathic condition, throw a fancy Latin name on it or Greek name, and you think, well, there's nothing we can do but raise money. And that's what's going on. So people need to be aware that there is research. On Greenman Info, we've actually made it free to download a huge document showing all of this research. And really getting people to start realizing that they have to take back control of their health and not fall prey to the cause marketing.
And, of course, we see always the same things that are being put forth by Big Pharma, very expensive, as well as many times things that are not safe, you know, maybe not effective, and there's also some risks involved to it, more so than these natural remedies. Specifically mentioned some of the natural remedies besides vitamin B12 that they could take.
Well, one of the things that has been studied extensively is actually cannabis, which is the most politicized, demonized entity on the planet, right? It grows from the earth as a weed for free. You know, nature, God created it, and yet just possessing it in certain states will put you in jail. So this is one of the biggest threats to the pharmaceutical model, which requires up to $800 million on average per trial to get through phase 1, 2, 3 stages for drug approval. Imagine trying to get a return on your investment for something that grows like a weed out in the backyard. So obviously, and that's recreational and has other benefits that are well documented. So this is one of those blind spots in this association's philosophy, as well as in this ridiculous sort of frenzy over the ice bucket challenge.
Over and over again, we see that story about marijuana, as well as its competition to different things like the cotton growing industry, where it also presents an alternative to some of those established industries. I mean, we've seen it with glaucoma. It's one of the most effective treatments for glaucoma, as well as for the sickness that comes with cancer treatment if you're taking traditional medical cancer treatments. One of the things that you mentioned was the clear conflict of interest with statin drugs and the fact that some of the people who make those drugs are also involved with the ALS. Is there any kind of conflict of interest with another one of these causes that you mentioned, pesticides?
Yeah, there's actually a rather large chemical company that is a funding agent for this association, OxyChem, and they produce a wide range of chemicals, including things like polyvinyl chloride, which is used in PVC, and a broad range of neurotoxic agents. So the conflict of interest is so obvious that if folks don't wake up, then really they're just throwing their money down this toilet-like funnel, which you're seeing with Breast Cancer Awareness Month and every possible monthly way to really just take advantage of folks' charitable instincts.
Let's move on to this other story about the vaccine autism link. Now, this is something that's been developing for a time. We've had some articles from John Rappaport saying that they had a whistleblower that Dr. Brian Hooker had interviewed. First, they had this guy's information out there. They did not identify him. Later, they identified him, trying to get him to come forward. Then everything seemed to come down. And then we've just now, in the last 24 hours, we've had the person who was at the CDC come forward and say, yes, what they did have, their summary of what I had said is accurate. But yet, we've seen a medical journal censor it. We've also seen CNN come out and flatly deny it. Tell us what's going on with this. Kind of summarize that for the audience as to what's going on.
Well, I would say that John Rappaport's description of this as a vaccine gate is not sensationalistic. And what we're seeing is a global conspicuous silence on the topic of this top-level CDC vaccine safety scientist. This is the top of the evidence and authority food chain, arguably in the world, saying that they manipulated, falsified data on the safety of basic vaccines in our immunization schedule that link them to autism, especially in African Americans. So there's a race issue here that's not even being addressed. So what we're basically seeing is the equivalent of the sort of Edward Snowden event in terms of calling into question the very basis for the entire vaccinology sort of vaccine push. And I mean, you look at it, the facts are very clear. Go back to 75, okay? We had 1 in 5,000 diagnosed in this country with autism, and we had 13 vaccines on the schedule. Zoom forward to today, we have 1 in 86, according to the CDC, and we have 3 times as many vaccines in the schedule. And that critical window, when you're blasting these healthy children with vaccines, is when the regressive syndrome of autism occurs, including things like sudden infant death syndrome. So this extends to the even larger topic, which will hopefully come out, which is we have the highest infant mortality rate in the developed world, 36. We have the most vaccines that we're giving our children under age of 5. So, I mean, it's so clearly a larger issue than just one vaccine maybe raising the risk in black boys for autism. This is the whole house of cards falling down.
It's been an explosion that we've seen. Certainly in my lifetime, nobody was, I'd never had heard of autism until, I guess, maybe about 15 years ago. I started getting to know people whose children had autism. Now, it's really exploded. But, of course, when I was growing up, we didn't get vaccinated for mumps, measles, and rubella. We just got mumps and measles, and we suffered through it for a couple of days. And, of course, that has some risks involved in it. But it's nothing like the risks of having permanent damage from autism for the rest of your life. It seems like that's something that people need to know.
Absolutely, and it's just brain damage. And we know there's plausible mechanisms that we can explain. The MMR causes antibodies to form that then target cell structures in the brain. These are well-characterized events that have been, you know, pretty much in the literature for decades. There's no question that this is what's going on. So even the term autism is, again, like ALS. It's this syndrome where they throw onto something which you could very well just call vaccine-induced brain damage.
One of the things that you mentioned in your article that would be on greenmedinfo.com, CDC autism vaccine cover-up extends to media and journals. You say that autism and autism spectrum disorder itself is not some mysterious genetic epidemic. That's the way they're selling it to people, that this is somehow a genetic epidemic that we're seeing, that's not something that's changed in the way in our environment or the way children are being medically treated.
It's the most oxymoronic term that you could come up with, a genetic epidemic. You have to literally drink fluoride to even like comprehend what it's supposed to mean. It's environmentally induced exponential increase in brain damage in our children. And yes, vaccines play a critical role in that, but there's also chemical exposures. There's dysbiosis caused through contaminated GMO food with Roundup. There's electromagnetic elements. There's all types of issues here which are multifactorial. So you can't just say vaccines cause autism. That's true without, you know, kind of having a nuanced approach. But you can also not deny that thousands and thousands of parents who watch their child get their first, you know, immunizations and show them go into great regression and never recover. And these are the people that are suffering and in pain, and they're now vindicated by the CDC's top safety scientist. And this was vetted. His lawyers said that they released this statement. This should be all over the mainstream media. There's not a single mainstream media report on it, including even the CNN report that came out last night about the journal retraction.
That's right. They just push it down. And clearly, as you point out, even though there's multiple causes, we can say, and we always do say, that when there's some kind of a correlation in an epidemiological study between something being present in people's lives and an increased occurrence of a particular disease, that is essentially always talked about as a cause-effect relationship when we see a significant enough change in that. So from those standpoints, we really can see that in this data that's now been released in this leak here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And again, that was Sayer G with greenmedinfo.com. And as he pointed out, you're not hearing this information from the mainstream media. And so we hope that you will support our operation here. Please consider, if you're not already a subscriber, to get a subscription to Prison Planet TV. One subscription can be shared with up to 11 other people. It's a way to get this information out to more people, something that they need to vitally hear, whether it's war that's being planned or whether it's a way to make profit off of people regardless of the health consequences. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.